Whenever I come back to Japan from abroad, one thing always stands out to me. There are almost no obese people here. In fact, Japan's obesity rate is just about 4% compared to over 40% in the US. So what's Japan's secret? As someone who grew up here, I can tell you why it feels like we can't gain weight even if we try.
When it comes to being slim or overweight, your diet is surely the most important factor. But in most countries, including yours, the basic eating pattern is the same. Like 3 meals a day, right? So if that part is like similar, right, let's say the same, the real difference must come down to what people eat. So let me show you my like breakfast in front of you from this morning. At first glance, it probably just looks like a typical like Japanese meal, right? But here's the thing, there's actually a hidden rule behind it. It's called Ichiju Sansai, what meaning one soup and three dishes. But this traditional meal includes rice, the staple food in Japan, along with one miso soup, and right, three dishes. The side dishes consist of one main dish, this one, such as fish, and two side dishes. Well, because three side dishes are often made with like vegetable like this, and it's not seaweed, but a seaweed or sometimes like beans, they add volume without packing in too many calories. And because you are eating like multiple small dishes at once, it naturally takes longer to finish your meal. And obviously that gives your brain time to recognize fullness, helping to prevent overeating. For many Japanese people, what this style of eating was like start early. I still remember that like almost of all my school lunches in elementary and middle school followed this same format most of the day. This variant structure is one reason why obesity is like less common in Japan. But of course, this isn't the only reason. Another important part of Japanese eating habit is what we are taught as kids. Have you ever heard of hara hachibunme? Which means eat until you are about 80% full. Weird, right? Well, after I finish a meal in Japan, I often think I could probably eat a bit more. But stopping at 80% helps naturally limit your calorie intake. But remember that we've all experienced that like, heavy, like sluggish feeling after eating too much. Maybe after a party or something. But when you stop before you are completely full, you feel lighter, more comfortable, and it's easier to stay active. It might sound like a small thing, but this habit is surprisingly powerful. After all, like most weight gain comes from simply eating more than we need. This simple practice of like stopping at 80% full is a kind of everyday wisdom, but easy to follow and incredibly effective at preventing overeating. But wait, if you stop at 80% full, what about the leftovers? Nobody likes wasting food, right? But while making this video, I realized something interesting. So many Japanese food are actually perfect for freezing. So take this rice, for example. Obviously, it depends on the day, but it's sometimes too much for my stomach. But however, if there's any leftover, it's completely normal to portion it out and freeze it. And it's not just rice, miso soup, and side dishes, but even natto can be frozen when they are getting close to expiring. So this idea of like freezing food does two important things. Well, it reduces food waste, of course, and it helps you avoid that pressure to clean your plate just because something might go bad. They are obviously the huge thing and also helps Japanese people to stay slim.
Well, after breakfast, I often stop by convenience store to grab a cup of coffee. Well, in Japan, convenience stores carry everything, from drinks and snacks to full meals and desserts. At first glance, they seem like the last place you'd expect to find anything that supports a slim lifestyle. After all, the whole idea of a convenience store is about speed, ease, and instant satisfaction, not healthy eating. But surprisingly, even Japan's convenience stores and supermarkets help people stay slim. Okay, so these are the items I just bought from the convenience store. Well, vegetable juice that might claim to convey your daily nutrition, broccoli saladas, and foods especially designed to reduce carbs and sugar.
This reflects the strong health-conscious mindset of Japanese consumers. So there is a strong demand for these kind of like health products. And for me, nothing represents this trend better than this instant noodle.
It's a Hazama noodle. At first glance, it looks like a regular cup of ramen, but it's actually a very popular choice, especially among young women. Why? Because instead of wheat noodles, it uses grass noodles made from starch, which means fewer carbs, while still offering warmth and satisfaction. In addition, the package proudly displays message like 85 calories per serving, or low sugar. By clearly targeting people who want to enjoy noodles without the guilt. And these healthier options aren't hidden in some obscure corner of the store. They are placed right at eye level, but easy for anyone to grab.
And because convenience store and supermarket treat it that way, we naturally start making those healthier choices even without thinking about it. Okay, how about lunch? Let's look at an example from a day when I ate ramen, which is a famous Japanese dish. So here's something interesting. Even ramen might help explain why Japanese people tend to stay slim. When you think of ramen, you probably imagine something like this. A big bowl, rich broth, noodles, and maybe some pork. Well, that's pretty accurate for Western ramen. But ramen at home in Japan often looks quite different. But well, here's the noodles I made. I prepared a large amount of vegetables to avoid in a pot and added them to my ramen when eating. So let me compare it to the ramen I ate at the restaurant the other day. The difference in vegetable quantity is like obvious at a glance. Well, in Japan, we are taught from a young age to eat at least 350 grams of vegetable a day. And even the government actively encourages it. So, naturally, people add the vegetable to whatever they are eating. Yes, like even ramen. So, yeah, if you see, like, my refrigerator, see, I made, like, a lot of, like, you know, stir-fried vegetables, and I can use this when I eat, let's say, ramen, of course, and when I eat fried noodle. So I keep this kind of thing inside the refrigerator. If you see my refrigerator, you can see a lot of vegetables here. And yes, even the convenience store things I mentioned earlier have many products designed with this in mind. But did you notice many products are sold with this 350 gram target in mind? Well, it might sound strange, but if I eat ramen at home without vegetable, I feel like it's unhealthy or even guilty. But when I eat ramen at a restaurant without veggies, like, I don't feel that way at all. But anyway, in the end, this helps reduce how much, let's say, rice, noodles, or like bread you eat because the veggies fill your stomach first. Overall calories we gained naturally be reduced. But speaking of ramen, people who have like eaten ramen in Japan, maybe you have tried already, might have thought this. The portion size per bowl might be a bit small. While compared to the portions in many Western countries, Japanese meals tend to be more modest in size. While this is evident from how McDonald's food and drink portions in America and Japan differ even when the size names are the same. But here's the interesting part, like Japanese people don't really complain about it, even if they might think it's not quite enough. Well, I think this relates to hara-hajibume culture I mentioned earlier. That might even when dining out. Although you might feel the portion is small, it doesn't interfere with satisfaction. For many Japanese people, the value of meal lies in, yeah, of course, balance and appearance and satisfaction rather than quantity. Well, in fact, not just ramen, but even when it comes to snacks, they are often like divided into small portions. While these are designed for like sharing, obviously, but it's also said that this prevents eating too much at once. But in this way, compared to Western country, the amount consumed per meal is inherently smaller, and the fact that this has become the norm is also a major factor in making it easier to stay slim in Japan. But meals are just one part of the story. What about daily life? Well, thinking about my daily activity, you know, living in Tokyo itself makes me move more without even realizing it. Tokyo is famous for its massive train network, but you can't complete every journey by train alone. Well, in fact, it's pretty common to walk between like stations, especially when transferring between like different train lines. So that way, I was walking a lot to transfer between trains. But even though the stations are in the same location, it's very common in Tokyo to walk about like 10 minutes when transferring between train lines. And because these things are normal for us, we end up walking a lot without even realizing it. By the way, let me check. I walked about 8,000 steps that day, which is like actually average for me. Well, as a result, the average daily step count in Japan is among the highest in the world, around 5,800 steps per day. But this number is 1,000 steps more than American average of 4,800. Well, this is low intensity daily exercise adds up, you know, over time. And I believe it's another big reason why so many people here stay slim. Well, up until now, I'd introduce various reasons that I believe the biggest reason is our attitude toward obesity. Well, in Japanese society, how you look, especially your body shape, really matters. Well, maybe that's why the obesity rate here is just 4%. People feel like pressure to stay slim. It might sound harsh, but being overweight is often seen not just as unhealthy, but as a lack of like kind of self-discipline. This is a very interesting phenomenon as a Japanese person for me, but even if, okay, let's say my friends or like strangers are overweight, I don't think of them as like undisciplined people or anything. However, when I myself gain weight, I feel like, you know, I appear that way. And I'm driven by, it's kind of like small anxiety about being perceived as such. When I gained a little weight during university, well, many friends were pointed out, "You've gained weight." But in Japan, commenting on changing in body shape is like common occurrence, I think even among women. While I personally don't mind such words, but this kind of open commentary might feel uncomfortable to some, but it creates a society where people are constantly aware of how they are perceived. That pressure can be quite stressful, but it also motivates people to maintain their figure. But in short, in Japan, social norms might play a big role in keeping people slim without even realizing it. Well, the fact that many people maintain slim figures makes not being slim stand out even more in Japan. But I think that the uniquely Japanese, you know, mindset of being concerned about fitting in with those around you further increases awareness about maintaining one's body shape. While I was talking about why it's easy to stay slim in Japan, it suddenly became evening. It's almost 6 p.m. now. Well, it's summer, so it's still bright outside, but it's almost 6 p.m. Well, I think it's about time for dinner. For those who thought, why dinner so early? This is also one of the reasons why Japanese people are slim. So, speaking of mealtime, in urban areas like Tokyo, the average dinner time is around 7 p.m. In rural Japan, where I grew up, we eat dinner as early as 5:30 and almost always finish eating by 6 p.m. When I studied abroad in the UK, though things were very different, perhaps because I had friends of like various nationalities, lunch often started around 1 or 2 p.m. and dinner would, you know, begin after 8, sometimes even close to 9 a.m. But at first, it was a bit shocking to me. I would feel hungry by 6 p.m. but everyone else was still working or like praying or just starting to think about food. But beyond cultural norms, this difference in meal timing has an actual impact on health. By eating late at night gives you in your body less time to digest and burn off energy before going to sleep, obviously. So this habit of eating earlier and going to bed with lighter stomach may help us maintain a healthier weight over time. While many factors, including school education, parent teachings, and Japanese culture, influence this Japanese lifestyle. And these aspects play a significant role in preventing obesity. If you find any interesting aspect of Japanese life and customs in this video, please watch it to learn more about a healthy life in Japan. Alright, so thank you so much for watching. See you soon.